State Representative from the 106th District. That would be Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And a question I get in my office from all my constituents is, do DJs get picked up in the morning by a warm car and driven to work when the weather's like this?
I wish it was that way. Yep. No, actually, I get up about 15 minutes earlier and let the car warm up for a good long time.
Yeah, I'm actually going to start up my old pickup today, which hasn't been started in a week, and see if it actually does it. But
I'm going to work on my boss here about maybe getting that done. Maybe we can find somebody who'll come in and pick me up early in the morning.
Sure.
In a limo, and I'll have the warm coffee, and it'll be great driving
sure.
in the morning.
A couple of croissants. And
I like that
stretcher. Yeah, that's great.
I like the way you think, my friend. All right. Well, yep. We're going to talk a little bit about the cold weather and its effects in a moment. But first, I know it's been front page news everywhere in the state. For this, the bankruptcy proceedings for Detroit there.
Right. Major conversation in Detroit. I've spent the last two Thursdays down in Detroit, along with a lot of other legislatures, going through the needs that they have. And, up here in the area, and when I conduct my office hours or my coffee hours, people are tired of paying for Detroit up here. But unfortunately, we have to do something. If we don't do something, we are going to be on the hook for a bigger monetary ticket than if we do something. And there's a misconception out there of just walking away and letting it go. But Michigan taxpayers, unfortunately, are on the hook to make a lot of Detroit whole pertaining to pensions and other liabilities. So the negotiations through the bankruptcy procedures are a good thing. And what I like to tell the folks up here, because believe it or not, the 106th District has a lot of retired police and firemen up here. Mm-hmm. And they're concerned about their pensions going away, and we have to do something for them. The Detroit police and fire pensions are a monetary pension that doesn't include Social Security or Medicare benefits because they never paid into it. They were always excluded from Social Security and Medicare payments. Mm. So if their monetary pension goes away, there's no safety net for those folks. They would obviously be hurting, and the ones that can't afford it be falling on our social services. So it makes sense to do something.
All right. I know we always think about being in northern Michigan, not being affected, but we are, and hopefully everything works out okay, and we don't not on the hook for too much.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. We're looking at the numbers about $17.5 million for 30 years would make that come to a level of at least comfort. The pensions are not going to be protected at 100%. They're looking somewhere between 75 and 60%, which is still a big hit.
Yeah.
We're taking a lot of calls, and I'm sympathetic, so we're working with those folks.
All right. Well, speaking of taking a lot of calls, you said your offices are getting a lot of calls about the possibility of a propane shortage?
That's right, and the calls are not coming in from the constituents yet. They're coming in from the suppliers and other organizations that are bringing this to me, sitting on energy and technology and knowing that I live where I live. And the 106th District, we have a multitude of customers or constituents that are on propane. And the misconception with propane is it's a byproduct of natural gas or made from natural gas. And with this winter, with the tremendous cold that we have had, obviously the usage has gone up. But there's other factors in here. We have had a banner year this year in agricultural industry. The corn yields were way up, soybean yields were way up, and that's a great thing. But for the propane users, that came in the harvest in the fall when it was wet, and agricultural industries use a lot of propane. So they used a lot of propane at the beginning of the heating season to dry the product. Then the heating season comes into play, and now we have two major sources of propane delivery into Michigan in problems. A delivery source coming in from Wisconsin is having problems. A UP line is down for maintenance, and a supply line coming in from Canada is also having problems.
Wow.
You add all that up, and we're having an issue here in northern Michigan that's going to rear its head here in the next couple of weeks. And talking to the propane suppliers, what they're doing now is they call it short delivery, where normally they would drop off 300 to 400 gallons in one of the big tanks. They're just dropping off 75 gallons at a time to make sure they could spread it out. And the bad thing here is people that didn't have a fixed price The ones when they, you know, you sign up now and guarantee whatever amount, you get a fixed price. They're seeing upwards of a dollar increase per gallon, and that's a big hit. And the problem there, too, is most of the people that don't sign up for a fixed price are the lower-income people. And, you know, they're just getting by, and now all at once they're going to be spending a lot more money per month. So it's a concern, and we're seeing what we can do.
All right. Well, let's go to the flip side since, you know, it is winter time. There are some positives to it, like some great weather for Perchville, USA next weekend.
Yeah, that's such a great festival. That I hope everybody comes out and gets out there on the ice. And when I drove through last night, I couldn't see the edge of the ice, so I think it'll be safe this year. Last year was a little questionable.
It was.
But this year you could get out as far as you want this year, and so I encourage everybody to get out and enjoy these festivals. Come on up if you're downstate or anywhere in the listening areas. That is just a great event, and I know people all the way from Sheboygan that travel down to that. And then we have the free fishing weekend coming up on the 14th and 15th. That's a pure Michigan event. Get out and enjoy it. It's a wonderful time to be out on the ice. You know, grandparents with their grandkids and families. It's wonderful.
You bet. Peter, if they want more information about anything we've talked about, your office is easy to get a hold of.
Absolutely. 517-373-0833, and stay warm, Kevin.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.